This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on December 17, 2014. Should you have questions after listening to the recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
We've come to the next item on the agenda. I just want to make a few end-of-year remarks. Service as chairman of the commission has been a privilege and an honor for me. And I think 2014 year has been a constructive and somewhat productive year for the commission. And there's much credit to be shared around the building for the work that's been accomplished. And I referred back to my notes for my remarks when I started in January. I said we needed to update our regulations, and we did. We eliminated about 5 pages of unconstitutional regulations and 2 rulemakings. We can credit Commissioner Ravel and Commissioner Hunter for doing that, and along with their staffs and Mr. Noti and his team in the policy division and Lisa, your team in the Office of General Counsel, for breaking a logjam and moving this commission forward, I think, over a hurdle that had stayed in our way for quite some time. I said we needed to be responsive to advisory opinion requesters in an election year, and again, Mr. Noti and his team were quite responsive and nimble in doing that. And I want to thank Lisa, your team, for making that happen. We embraced new technologies this year, like bitcoins, more or less, and online donation services that facilitate citizen participation in elections, and advisory opinion to Act Blue, and the other one with CrowdPack. I think those were quite constructive. We helped political parties fund their conventions. We freed them from some unnecessary record-keeping burdens, and we held a forum to hear how we can make political parties more effective political and democratic institutions, an issue that I know will continue to be discussed next year and indeed in the years to come. And we did engage in healthy and fair debate on a range of important issues, like the definition of political committee, the significance of 3-to-3 votes, due process and fairness procedures in our enforcement process, cell phone banner ads, press rights, and the 2006 internet rule and regulation of YouTube videos. All of this debate has been civil, it's been constructive, I believe, and in good service to the American people who rely on us to air these important issues regarding our democracy. Through it all, we managed to form a majority on 93% of all votes we cast this year and on 86% of substantive votes, that is, votes on substantive matters before the commission. That's a pretty good record for a bipartisan agency that has to daily delicately balance First Amendment rights with the regulation of the political process. It's indeed not bad at all. On the administrative side of our agency, we have strengthened and improved the agency this year, largely through consensus. We started the year with challenges in our information technology structure, and we came together and fixed most of the problems, thanks principally to Commissioner Walther and our Chief Information Officer, Alec Palmer, and his team. We increased expenditures on IT about $2 million and targeted about $650,000 on IT security enhancements. Newer and faster servers, a new data warehouse, new enterprise search function, new online registration for new political committees, new security software, services and redundant broadband connections, firewalls and server configurations. That's all been going on here. And there are several new and exciting IT projects underway that I know Commissioner Ravel will be focused on. We are developing a new mobile app, a priority of Commissioner Walther. We kicked off a website redesign to make campaign finance data more transparent to citizens and more accessible and searchable, and that's due in large part to Commissioner Ravel's work. We are deploying a new software solution with a new vendor to automate processing of Senate paper filings. Again, Commissioner Ravel's been instrumental in guiding that project based on her experience in California. And Mr. Palmer is undertaking a NIST study to assess additional security needs. Our CFO, Judy Berning, obtained a clean financial audit for this agency, and much credit goes to Judy for accomplishing that. Our Office of General Counsel has worked very hard I mentioned the policy division. Our enforcement division has this fall cleared a backlog of matters and gotten them upstairs, leaving us much work to do in the new year. I want to thank your team, Lisa and Dan's team, for a lot of hard work to get those matters upstairs. The litigation division, I know, has been very busy. I go down often in the evenings, and litigators are working well into the night to make filing deadlines and to keep up with a very heavy litigation docket. I know how hard they work. The administrative law division has worked very hard, Mr. Baker, and has produced hundreds of thousands of pages to Capitol Hill, as well as started to keep up with our FOIA requests. And I know how much work goes into that, and I want to thank you. Bianca Gomez has been responsive and helpful in keeping us ethical and compliant. Our reports analysis division, Debbie Ciccona and Pat, thank you. We began to rebuild RAD this year. We added 7 new analysts. The RAD division reviewed over 122,000 filings and over 16 million pages of reports to this building, sent out over 10,000 letters requesting additional information, responded to about 11,000 telephone inquiries to head off problems and help people comply with the law. And our RAD division had the courage to issue a customer service survey and received pretty positive ratings from the committees we regulate. Not bad for a regulatory agency that most people consider the bane of their existence. The information division has been my favorite gem of this agency for a long time, long before I came here as a commissioner. They've conducted a number of very helpful and effective educational seminars. We went online this year with new webinar and internet-based training to expand the reach of training services so people don't have to come to Washington physically to participate in an educational seminar. And it was my pleasure to participate in several of those seminars. Finally, at my first meeting as chair, I signed the Commission's policy on non-discrimination and equal employment opportunity. And I'm proud to report that our agency experienced no complaints of employment discrimination this year, one indication that we act respectfully among our colleagues toward each other. I personally enjoyed getting to know the staff this year and walking around the building to meet many people at their desk and learn from them about what they do. They are quite remarkable people, as is their commitment and the work that they do. There are many good people here, and I just want to recognize 4 who are retiring at the end of this year. Rosa Jones, after 31 years of service. Edna Ford Roberts, who sends us a lot of missives every week about how to be healthy people. And Philomena Brooks and Alex Bonovich, after 35 years of service. I want to thank Kevin Sally, and I want to thank Roger Cotton, who's joined us for trying to make this a better place to work. And I know we have a lot of work still to do in that area. So let me close. It's been an honor and a privilege to serve as chair this year. I congratulate my fellow commissioners and the many accomplished and committed professionals who have worked very hard to make this a constructive year on behalf of the American people. Thank you very much. And that takes Commissioner Peterson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just want to, and as this is your last meeting, I think that at this meeting last year, you assumed the gavel, and I imagine there's probably the best day of your tenure up here on the agency so far is now the day that you can yield the gavel. In many ways, being a chair is a thankless job. There's a lot of hard work that you have to engage in. Obviously, there's the substantive work of the agency and conducting the meetings, setting the agenda, and so forth. But there, people on the outside may not realize the administrative burdens that a chairman has to shoulder, and it's not an easy task. And you've done it with a great deal of zeal. And alacrity. You didn't have a lot of training before you assumed it. You'd only been up here for a couple of months when all of a sudden you were handed the gavel and say, go forward and lead the agency. And I think you've done a remarkably good job. And it's been a pleasure to work with you. I thank you for all the time and effort. I know how much time that you've put into carrying forward your responsibilities, and I greatly appreciate all that effort and all the hard work you've put into it. I think that you can look back on the year that you've been chair and take justifiable pride in what you've been able to accomplish, and I greatly appreciate it. I just also want to say that I look forward to working with the vice chair next year. It's been a pleasure getting to know you this year, and I look forward to working with you and helping you as we, like we said, carry forward the important work that this agency has the task to perform. In many ways, I'd say congratulations, but congratulations or condolences on assuming the gavel. But I think you will do an excellent job, and I look forward to assisting you in any way possible next year.
Sorry, Commissioner Walton.
Just briefly, thanks. I'd like to Lee, thank you for coming onto the scene and taking charge as quickly as you did. That's a tough job. When you don't have a lot of history behind you, and all of a sudden you have this, it happened to Don McGann too, and maybe others that I'm not thinking of, but it's tough. And you took to it, and I really think it's been really a pleasure to work with you in the sense that you've always been open to new ideas, you've been accommodating, you've been very thoughtful in your approach toward how we get things done, and you, from your description of the things that have accomplished this year, you can see that you've had your tentacles in just about everything in a positive way, and just thanks very much. You have my admiration.
Thank you, Commissioner Weintraub.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I also want to congratulate the new chair and vice chairman of the agency. I have a lot of confidence in both Commissioners Ravel and Peterson, and I'm looking forward to next year. And I want to thank outgoing Chairman Goodman. We continue to have many spirited disagreements, but I think that when you came on board, you made a real effort to kind of take the temperature down on a lot of those disagreements, which I appreciate. And also, as your remarks indicate, I think you've been very concerned about the staff, about staff morale, and about recognizing the good work that they do. And I know that's been appreciated throughout the building and by me as well. So thank you for that.
Commissioner Hunter.
I'd like to thank you as well, Mr. Chairman Goodman, for all of your hard work this year. You've been an excellent leader, and your dogged determination to run down certain issues proved to be very successful in the agency. I appreciate your willingness to always discuss issues with your fellow commissioners, both in private and also here in open meetings and executive sessions, and I think that was an improvement. You're always willing to calendar issues that whichever commissioner it was wanted to discuss. You're willing to put those, again, either on the executive session or the open meeting, whichever is appropriate. And I think that's the right way to run the agency, and I truly appreciate it. And thank you for everything that you did this year. I enjoyed working with you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. First, I want to say, Matt, I am really looking forward to working with you. I know we've been on the Finance Committee together, and it has been a great working relationship, and I'm certain we will continue that. It's great to get your input, and while we don't always agree, we always work it out. We have always worked it out, and I think that is a template, hopefully, for, you know, how we're going to go forward, and I really appreciate it. I think we'll be a really good team. And I think we were a really good team, actually, also, despite, you know, what different people we are. And I think it is striking to hear your list of accomplishments, because it is often easy to go through the year and think, oh, we didn't get this done, we didn't do this, we didn't do that. But listening to your list, it's extremely impressive. And I do think that all of the things that my fellow commissioners have said about you is true. You've been dogged about trying to get things done and care very deeply about the agency and about the staff of the agency. And that has been the reason, I think, for so much being accomplished, both in the lists of things you gave, as well as, and thank you for giving us credit on Citizens United, and it Commissioner Hunter and I and our staffs more so worked assiduously at those that cooperation and trying to get that big project done. But you were extremely helpful as well, and it provided that sense of kind of sort of the background of wanting to accomplish it that was extremely helpful, I think, to all of us. So it wouldn't have happened without you. And actually, you, I think, have had an incredibly successful year. So thank you.
Well, thank you. It is the success of this commission that, as I said, we came together on consensus on many issues, like improving the building, the ID. And so this has really been a good year, I think, for the commission.
Yes. I agree.
Okay. Are there any other remarks for the good of the order? Hearing none. Mr. Palmer, are there any management or administrative matters which the commission must address today?
Mr. Chairman, there are no such matters.
Okay. Well, this concludes the open meeting for December 17, 2014. Thank you all.
And happy holidays.